It's like the most exciting thing for us right now is just that it's been generally snowing for like 10 minutes. 10 minutes? Longer than 10 minutes. Snow!
Oh, yeah, the snow is
snow's fun. Ooh. Left me long ago. Welcome to the Random Word Podcast.
I just walked across my room and stuck my head out the window and my headphones are still connected. Why is the cord so long?
Welcome to the Random Word Podcast, a podcast where we talk about random words. What's our random word today?
Literature.
Or if you need an American pronunciation, literature.
Ew.
Literature.
No.
Literature.
There are six definitions.
Yeah.
For the noun. It's another baby level.
It's another elementary level. So again, first graders, welcome back.
They really are our audience.
Yeah. Seems so. Writings in which expression and form in connection with ideas of permanent and universal interest are characteristic of or central features as poetry, novels, history, biography, and essays. I did that all in one breath. I'm out of breath.
Well, we've also got various synonyms of like just bodies of writing or the profession of a writer or author.
Yeah, you know things about authors.
Yes, I do. Because I am surrounded by books constantly.
Yeah. I have a couple of books. Are you reading any books right now? What book are you reading right now?
I am. Let me go grab it. There's no reason for this, but I'm going to anyway.
All right. I'll grab the book I'm reading.
I am reading The Secrets of the Wildwood by Tonke Druck. I'm not entirely sure how that's pronounced, and I apologize.
I'm reading Aristotle and Dante Discover the Secrets of the Universe by Benjamin Alire Sons. It's really good. I really like it.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it's really good. And I got the sequel as well when I went. I got it. I went to Oxford, and I went to a mall in Oxford. It's probably the only mall in Oxford. It's in the college town. And we had really good Thai food. Vietnamese food. We had Vietnamese food.
Nice.
It was really good. And then we went to a bookstore and I got a bunch of books. So it was a great day.
Nothing better than going and getting books and food. Food and books, my beloved.
I really like reading. I don't have a lot of time for it. I like writing. I like reading. You need the time for it. Like, it's not... I guess there are audiobooks. What is your opinion on audiobooks? Do you like them or not?
I don't listen to a lot of audiobooks, but I've been consuming more audio content recently, and I much prefer it to reading actual words, because I find I enjoy being productive while also consuming content. So I can still do things while listening to my book, rather than having to sit down, read a book, while knowing I'm not doing anything else.
I like the whole getting, like, sitting in a corner of, like, your bed and, like, having all the pillows and get really comfortable and then reading a good book.
Yeah. Because
comfort.
Yeah, it's nice to do that, but when you have other things to do, you want to be doing those things as well as consuming your sweet, sweet literature.
Your sweet, sweet literature. Literature. No. Literature. No. I'm gonna make you angry this whole podcast for saying that. Because profession is the same in American and British English. But literature is very different. Literature.
I mean, to be fair, we know people who would get more angry at you for saying literature.
Shout out to Big Man. If you're listening, Big Man, you know.
Shout out to Big Man, who will get very angry at Aubrey pronouncing literature.
Literature. Just for you, Big Man. Poetry.
Oh no, poetry.
Do you like poetry?
More than I like writing it or analysing it.
Alright.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Can live with that.
I just find, like, analyzing poetry is just the dumbest thing sometimes, because it'll be the simplest word and it'll mean what, like, the literal meaning, but somehow we have to find a metaphorical meaning, and it's annoying.
Does the Bible count as literature? I guess it does, because writing.
Yeah. And it said any writing, historical or fiction, so yeah, Bible is literature.
Do you like nonfiction or fiction better?
Fiction.
What type of fiction, though? Do you like fantasy or do you like more realistic fiction?
Oh, I mean, fantasy is always fun because, like, I'm not entirely sure, but just fiction, real life is depressing sometimes, I guess, so it's the escapism, I suppose.
See, I'm not very, I don't like fantasy, which is why, for a big period of my life, I thought I didn't like reading. And it was probably only last year, year before, that I realized I just don't like fantasy books. And when you're, like, 10 years old to, like, 15, that area of your life, the books that are most oftenly targeted towards young adults, not young adults, but, like, young teens.
Yeah.
Because young adult fiction is fine. Yeah. I have nothing against young adult fiction. But young, like, teen fiction is all fantasy. Like, think about, like, Harry Potter, Percy Jackson, that sort of stuff. And I didn't like any of that, so... Yeah, I didn't like any of that. So I was like, oh, so I must hate reading. No, I love reading. I just don't like fantasy.
Yeah.
And that's something that I just, now I get books that aren't, I like realistic fiction or fiction that's very, could be very close to reality.
Yeah.
It has like slight like elements of fantasy, but like not like overwhelmingly like ooh. Magic.
Yeah.
But then I'll sit there and play D&D and be happy.
I was gonna say D&D is essentially that.
Yeah, like
D&D is just fantasy with rules.
D&D. Yeah, I like D&D though because of the element of interaction.
Mm.
With a book, it feels like you're looking in.
Yeah.
Like I can watch a fantasy movie all day. Shout out to Disney Frozen. do they need a shout out? Probably not.
I don't think we need to shout out Disney. Disney, our favorite Disney, small company. Really get...
Yeah, but I love like fantasy movies. I don't like Harry Potter. I don't like the Harry Potter movies because. They're based on the Harry Potter books. And when it's something that's more well known for being a book,
yeah.
I don't like watching a movie because I know that people say books are better than the movie.
Yeah, especially when there are people who think that you're not like a heavy quotations true fan if you haven't read the books.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, like, enjoy and the content just, you want.
Yeah, Harry Potter. It's weird because it's so gatekeeped for no reason. Yeah. Like, it's one of the most famous book series in the world. Probably, if not the most famous book series in the world.
And
unless
it's
Shakespeare
so...
counts as a book series. But that's not even a series.
It's not a series. That's just, that's the author.
Yeah. Like, Harry Potter is a continuous series. And everyone, practically from the age of, like, 7 and older, probably knows of it. Unless... Mm. I guess probably I'm limited to an English-speaking world, I guess.
Yeah.
So.
But even then,
I don't know how famous this is.
Translations.
Yeah. I don't know how famous it is in, like, Korea.
Yeah.
Because who knows? Like, is there Harry Potter in Korean? Probably.
There's
it's
probably
very famous,
Harry Potter but... in every language because it's very famous.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just one of those things that you don't think about. Like, it's for how famous it is, it's weirdly gatekeeped.
Yeah.
Like, people, like, again, heavy quotations, true fans, like, only like people that know every character's name and every character's birthday and so
yeah.
on and so forth.
There's a whole, like, they use in-universe terms to determine how much of a fan you are. Because there's, like...
Yeah.
They'll describe, like, they'll have, like, quote, pure bloods for people who only read the books. And, like, that sort of system for people who saw the films and read the books or only saw the films. And it's stupid because it's the same content.
Yeah.
It's the same, content.
And I understand. I understand when you read a book and then you watch a movie and they cut out a character or they don't portray a character how you thought of it, it can be underwhelming. You can think the movies are bad. But the movie is someone else's interpretation.
Yeah.
Like, if I thought of a pony riding chicken and you thought of a pony riding chicken, it might look completely different in our brains.
Yeah, because everyone thinks a little differently and everyone imagines things differently. Like, there are characters who you'll imagine as, like, oh, they... If they're not physically described, you'll imagine them one way, and then in a movie or in someone else's depiction, it could look completely different. And then you question your own, like, image of them. They're both right. It's just different interpretations.
Yeah, and... I was going to say something, but I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like, back to my pony riding chicken. I could think the chicken's orange, but you could think the chicken's neon pink. It's doesn't make my chicken less valuable than your chicken.
Yeah, they're both just chickens.
Yeah, they're both just chickens at the end of the day. So
the difference would be if I thought of the chicken as a duck, then that is not a chicken.
Yeah. But then I can't tell you, sit here and tell you, like, you're bad because you don't...
Because you can't imagine a chicken.
If someone made a movie about a pony riding chicken, and then in the movie, they changed the chicken to a duck. Yes, the fan base would be very angry.
But it's...
Yes, the fan base would be very angry.
The fan base for this pony riding chicken.
Yeah, this hypothetical fan base for this hypothetical pony riding chicken.
This.
But you see, my view on it.
Yeah,
like,
they're close enough.
Yeah, it's close enough. It's not wrong. It's just not how you thought of it.
Yeah.
Maybe it would be better to say, like, a pony riding bird.
Yeah.
It might be better to say a pony riding bird.
But if they changed it to, like, a dog, then that's a bit questionable.
Yeah. Like, A Wrinkle in Time. I saw that movie, but my sister likes the books. Books? I want to say it's books. It's a book series, but then A Wrinkle in Time is only one of the books, I think.
Let me look that up. What is it? Wrinkle in Time?
A Wrinkle in Time. It's pretty famous. And Disney made a movie version. And we saw it in theaters, I think.
It is a book series.
Now it's on Disney Plus, if anyone. Yeah, it's a book series. It was in theaters, the movie, of just the first book. I think it's the first book.
It
might be like a prequel. But it's the first book that came out. And people really didn't, I think people didn't like the movie. I think. My sister didn't like it, I don't think, because, they cut out a character, I think. I might be completely wrong. I'm talking out of, like, just distant memory.
Yeah.
Probably 2017 this movie came out. And we saw it. I thought the movie was great. I've never read the books, though. So, but I'm pretty sure there was a character that got cut out, so people didn't like it. But yeah, it's gonna happen. Like, limitations in film are gonna happen. And, movies are always kind of based on books.
Things are entirely original when it comes to that.
Yeah, like, if you think of It, that was originally a book. Stephen King, yeah. Stephen King, he wrote a bunch of, like, horror books.
Yeah.
And, like, a lot of them are made into movies.
And a lot, there are some movies where people will think of the movie first and won't realize it's based on a book.
Yeah.
Whereas there are other things where they'll only have heard of the books and they won't realize it's a film.
Yeah. I think it's funny that, I guess it makes sense, but it's never a movie that turns to a book. It's always a book that turns into a movie. And I guess that's just like due to the time that we're in. Like books, we have so many books from hundreds of years ago, and the film is only 100 years old, pretty much.
Yeah, so it's there's a lot more content to make into a movie that isn't already a movie.
And I wonder, like, in enough time, will that switch? Probably not, because books are becoming less popular. Because
Unfortunately.
audiobooks and Amazon, mostly Amazon, thank you, Jeff Bezos.
Love you, Bezos.
Love you, Bezos. But because of services like Kindle and Audible, books are becoming less popular, like physical books. So it almost like worries me that in 200 years' time, there might be a future without books. So that's just kind of sad.
Yeah, no more sniffing old books because they smell nice.
Here's a question for you. Paperback or hardcover?
I like
There is a wrong
paperback.
answer.
Well, I like paperback because there's less chance of it getting like the dust jacket of a hardcover book, they get damaged very easily.
All right, you're correct.
I'm right about a few.
Because holding, does anyone like holding a hardcover book?
No. They're a lot more, they're so much more bulky. They're hard to like, if you were to bring it to school for reading or something, it takes up a lot of space.
Yeah. They take up a lot of space. And if you fold on accident, if you accidentally fold a paperback cover, you could just fold it back.
Yeah.
But if you accidentally fold a
I don't
hardcover, it's broken.
think that's a fold. I think that's a break.
And with hardcover books, they do last longer, I guess.
They're also more expensive.
Yeah, they're more expensive. They're just kind of annoying. I don't like holding a hardcover book. I like holding a nice paperback book because it sits
Yeah.
in your hands and it can shape to your hands. It can like
Yeah, so if you're slouching in bed, you can curve it around your hands, where it's
Yeah.
much more comfortable to hold it if it's like straight.
Yeah. Now another synonym for literature is history. Information and essay and research and prose and like that sort of stuff. What's your opinion
Yeah.
on like academic literature?
I think it's, I mean, I don't have a lot of knowledge on the subject, so this isn't a very informed answer, but I think it's all right. What about you?
Yeah, in a way, academic literature it's like that's like textbooks at our
Yeah.
level but at a higher level that academic literature does just turn into nonfiction
Yeah.
because when you're little nonfiction books are like they have lots of pictures of like animals and stuff and like that's how I got taught in like probably first grade again coming back to our main target audience being first grader. We need to
We're just
not say
aiming at
that.
children.
Yeah, that sounds dangerous. Just talk about our target audience being first graders, because it's
Our
not.
target audience isn't first graders, we promise.
But yeah, coming back to like our target audience being first graders, in first grade, I got taught that a nonfiction book has pic real pictures. So, like if you Google a picture of a zebra, you could see like a clip art, and that would be in a fiction book. Or you could see an actual picture of a real zebra, and that would be in a nonfiction book. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you're little, your knowledge of books, every book pretty much has pictures if you're below the age of like 10.
Because visual aids.
Yeah, unless you're one of the 7-year-olds that reads Harry Potter.
And if so, you're a nerd.
They do make the Harry Potter picture books, but they're like massive.
Yeah.
And they're all hardcover, I'm pretty sure.
Oh no, you've ruined it.
Yeah, you've ruined it.
I'm not against pictures of Harry Potter, but you've made it hardback.
Yeah.
Also, you are not a nerd if you read Harry Potter at age 7.
Yeah, my sister read Harry Potter at 7, I think. I think. I might be wrong.
Who knows?
Who knows? I mean, she knows.
Yeah, probably your sister knows. I don't know when I started reading Harry Potter, but I read the first few books quite quickly. And then when it got to, like, The Goblet of Fire and Order of the Phoenix, I kind of tailed off because they got, like, more words and more complicated and slower. And I was like, it's boring. So I just watched the films.
I haven't read more than, like, 3 pages of Harry Potter.
And that is acceptable.
I've read the first 3 pages of the Harry Potter books. Of the first book, so.
And that's okay.
In the States, that's called Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone?
Yeah, you call it the Sorcerer's Stone. We call it the Philosopher's Stone.
Yeah, I don't know why there's a difference there.
I don't.
Because we have philosophers in the States. They do exist. Shout out to any American philosophers. But I don't know why that's different. Because J.K. Rowling is... She's from Bristol. Near Bristol. Yeah, Yate. I've never heard of Yate. It's a town, so...
I've never heard of Yate, and I live here. Yate.
You don't live in Yate.
I don't live in Yate.
Never heard of Yate. But I live in Yate.
I haven't heard of Yate. And I live in the country. I do not live in Yate.
Yeah. Yate is a town and civil parish in South Gloucester. Gloucester? Gloucestershire. Is that right?
Wait, what?
Gloucestershire. No.
No? Wait, hang on.
Gloucestershire?
Where are you getting this information?
I looked up where is J.K. Yowling from, and it said Rowling, not Yowling. J.K. Rowling.
Yowling.
I looked up where is J.K. Rowling from, and it says J.K. Rowling is...
Gloucestershire.
Gloucestershire?
How are you pronouncing it again?
Gloucestershire.
Oh my god. I really hoped you didn't mean Gloucestershire. But that's great that you pronounce Gloucester, right?
Gloucestershire.
Gloucestershire. I mean,
it looks like that. Tell me.
I won't deny. But come on.
Gloucester. The Shears. I mean, I'm American.
And then there's Gloucestershire.
Yeah. That is probably that. It looks like Gloucester.
It does look like Gloucester. I will grant you that.
All your shires here are stupid.
Huh? We've got York and Yorkshire. We're not original. We take a name of another place and just add shire and call it a day.
How many shires are...
Worcestershire. I don't actually know if that's a real place.
Yeah, it is, I think. Because it's the...
How many shires?
How many shire names?
That's not what I asked, Google. I didn't ask how many people. I asked how many shires there are.
Bedfordshire, Berkshire, Buckinghamshire, Cambridgeshire.
Cambridgeshire?
Cheshire, Derbyshire. Gloucestershire? How do I say it?
Gloucestershire,
Hampshire, Herefordshire, Hertfordshire, Herefordshire, Hertfordshire, Huntingdonshire, Lancashire, Lincolnshire, Leicestershire.
Lancastershire, or is it Lancaster?
Lancashire.
Lancashire?
Lanka. It's L-A-N-C-A, sure. Lincolnshire. Leicestershire.
Oh, yeah, Lincolnshire.
Northamptonshire. Nottinghamshire. Yep. Oxfordshire, Shropshire, Staffordshire.
Wow, we really did just take the names of other places and add shire.
Warwickshire, Wiltshire, Worcester, Yorkshire.
Yeah.
Worcester does exist.
Yay, Worcestershire.
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 West.
I've never struggled to pronounce Worcestershire.
Because you're British.
No, because British people also struggle. I'm just special. I'm not special.
Oh. There's also West Yorkshire and South Worcestershire.
Have you heard Big Man try to pronounce Worcestershire sauce? He struggles.
No. Oh. He's very British.
He is incredibly British. I can't wait for him to rant at you for your pronunciation of A, literature, and B, Gloucestershire.
It looks like Gloucestershire.
No, I'm not denying it looks like Gloucester. Yeah. I just can't wait for Big Man to tell you that it doesn't.
Oh, yeah. You need to stop having so many countries. Counties, not countries.
We need to stop having so many countries in our country.
You need to stop having so many counties named Shire. Are they all shires?
All of our counties.
Yeah, no, that can't be right.
They're not all shires.
Oh, because you have, like, just Essex most of them. Sussex.
Yeah, you got Essex and Oxford and, like...
Actually, no, there's Oxfordshire.
Yeah, Oxfordshire.
There's Oxfordshire.
Yeah.
Cornwall.
Oh, yeah. Wait, counties of England. I don't want to buy a poster for that.
There's... Exes, Essex, not Exes. There's Essex, Kent, Sussex. Never born ashore. As each represents a former Anglo-Saxon kingdom. Similarly, Cornwall, it was a British kingdom before it became an English county. Mm-hmm. The term shire is not used in the names of the six traditional counties of Northern Ireland. So it's most counties except Essex, Kent, and Sussex. And Cornwall.
What, no, and Devon, and
Somerset, Devon.
And Kent, and Suffolk, and Norfolk.
I said Kent.
Oh, you said those? Okay.
Dorset, Sussex. Rutland, Somerset, or in Dorsetshire.
Sorry. Greater London.
Oh, yeah?
Oxford.
This is...
Hampshire. Gloucestershire. Ew. Wait, is that... No, that's Gloucester. Gloucestershire, I assume, is somewhere in Gloucester, then. Lincoln, Lancaster.
How is there a shire in a county? Is
Derby. A shire? I don't know. Was that Stratford or Stafford? That's Stafford, I think. So I think what we're learning is that the shires are not actually the counties unless the map I found was just incredibly wrong. Anyway, this is about literature. Why have we gone on to counties in the UK? That's the point of the podcast.
In the UK you have counties, but in the States we have states, obviously, yes, it's in the name. How many counties are there? Do you know? Like, off the top of your head, don't Google it.
What? No, of course I don't.
Funny, because in the States, our whole thing is, like, there's 50 states.
There's 48 counties, according to Google.
Huh. Weak.
And I had to look that up. We don't know it off the top of our heads.
Get two more, and then you have as many as the states, kind of halfway.
We'll just split.
You're also busy being like the size of Illinois.
Yeah, we're small.
There's no reason for it to be like we have counties in the states, but that's like,
well, that's too many subsections.
Yeah, we have. Okay, so we have the country, we have states,
yes.
We have cities, we have counties. We have,
that's too many subsections.
And then we have school systems.
You what?
And that's as small as you can get. A school system is within a county. And like that's kind of like what you call a town. So a school system is like there's like four or five schools, and they're all kind of close to each other.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And the houses around that area of the schools.
So how many schools determines how big the like town is then?
Kind of.
Okay. I feel like you if you've got states, I feel like you don't need counties within the states. You can just have cities and towns.
Yeah, I mean,
But go off, I guess.
we have cities, and then within cities, there's counties.
That's not how
But
that should work.
our definition of counties is much different from your definition of counties,
What
which is
sounds it?
weird. Yeah, because like, give me a random county, can't random
Wait,
British
from UK?
county. Yeah.
Oh, Devon.
Devon. Okay, how many cities are in Devon? A lot, probably.
Let me find out how many.
There's Exeter,
Exeter, yeah.
Dartmouth,
Devon
Dartmouth.
has two cities.
Okay.
Exeter and Plymouth. Plymouth.
Okay.
45
Yeah,
towns
your
and a
cities
lot
are
of
in your.
villages.
Yeah. I mean, you're always gonna have lots of villages. You're in
Yeah.
England.
Yes, we're England.
Bure is a village and civil parish in the East Devon district of Devon, England. So you just
Wait,
have
what
a
is a
place
village?
called Bure.
Beer.
Yeah.
How is that spelled? Is it spelled like the drink?
Yep.
All right then.
They've got beaches.
What's the
Wanna go to Bure? How far is that from us? Very far, probably.
I go to Devon like camping a lot. It's quite far.
Yeah.
But I mean we could.
I mean,
Devon's a nice place. Cornwall is a great place.
Beer has a population of 1,317. Shout out to those 1,317 people living in Beer, England. It looks
Yeah.
beautiful. Just a funny name.
It is a funny name. A lot of our names are not very creative in England, to be fair, as we've discussed with the Shires. And then we've also got like Stratford-on-Avon and like Stoke-on-Trent. It's like just
Yeah.
name it a different thing.
Your country is very like literal, 'cause it's so
Yeah.
old.
Yeah,
Like
we're just old.
yeah. Like even like if you look at like British last names, they're like nouns.
Yeah,
Like
well, they're really boring.
yeah, like British last names.
Like the generic British names, like
Smith.
John Smith,
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah, Smith, Jones, Taylor, Brown, Williams,
Yep.
Wilson, Johnson, Davies.
Just all really boring.
And then some of them, Hill. And
Hill, that's just a noun.
then there's like ones that are like what their job was in the town. Like Smith is comes from blacksmith. Walker, I
Yeah.
don't know where that comes from. Clark.
You walk dogs.
William. Want to know the top 10 girls and boys' name in England and Wales?
Not really, because it's just gonna
You
be
make
depressing.
you make the top 10. Olivia,
I've
Amelia,
known an Olivia.
Emily, Isla, Ava, Isabella, Lily, Jessica, Ella, and then 10th is Mia. You're right there.
I have known almost all of those names. Like I have
Which one have you
known
not
at
known?
least
Have you know, do you know an Olivia?
I did, yeah.
You know an Amelia, because we have one in our class. Do you know an Emily?
I think Emily might be the only one I haven't known.
All right. You know an Isla?
Yep.
See, that's funny, because that's not a common name in the States. Like, I've
I
never
didn't
known an
know Isla
Isla.
was a common name here.
Yeah, I love the name Isla.
It's a really pretty name.
Oh, this is for births recorded in 2016. Okay, this makes sense. I'm like
Oh.
young. Ava, I know an Ava. You probably know one.
I think I did know an Ava.
Oh, top 10 boys. Oliver, Harry, George, Jack, Jacob, Noah, Charlie, Muhammad, Thomas, and Oscar.
I have known less of those, but I have known a lot of them.
Yeah. I think we have all of those at our school.
You have boring names. No, you don't. It's fine. Yep. They're all fine names.
That's funny how common they are.
Yeah, I didn't know that Isla was a surprise. I didn't expect Isla to be very common.
Yeah. I really like the name Isla.
It's yeah.
It makes sense that it's definitely a younger name.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I know of younger children that are named Isla.
Yeah, the Isla I know is much younger than me.
But it's a cute name.
It is a nice name. Shout out to all the Islas.
I think I'm one of like 69 Aubreys born in the year I was born.
You've said that many times. I wonder if you were the 69th.
Probably not. Because there are months after my birthday. Yeah. Oh, in the States, not in, like, the world. There's probably more than 69.
Aubreys in the world.
Yeah. Born in the year I was. Try to think. What should we go on to? We've been talking for 45 minutes, so I'm probably already at 30, high 20s, low 30s, editing.
Yeah. You said that those were in, like, England and Wales.
Yeah.
Because Wales can't be its own thing.
It's always England and Wales. It's never England, Scotland, and Wales.
Yeah. Common names in Wales.
Is there a parliament in Wales? Like, do they have their own parliament?
I don't actually know.
Because I know Scotland has their own parliament. I've been there. I've been to England parliament. I've never been to Welsh parliament. Because I don't know if it exists.
Wait, almost all of the names on the list you gave me are on the Wales list as well.
Huh.
I'm number 7 on the Welsh one.
Heh. You're number 10 in the...
We've got British. Olivia, Amelia, Isla, English. Rosie, Ava, Lily, Mia, Ella, Willow, and Freya. Again, I have known a lot of people with those names.
Willow is a beautiful name.
Willow is a very nice name. But I will never fail to think of my friend's dog.
Oh, yeah. That would do it.
Yeah.
I think baby names is, like, a great topic, like, because they're all so different, but so many are so interesting.
I mean, I feel like names might be getting shorter, like, there's less of, your full name is Benjamin and your nickname is Ben. I think a lot of people just name their kids Ben now.
Yeah. I mean, England also does this thing, my family has noticed it, Any person with, like, more than 3 syllables in their name either has a nickname or gets asked if they have a nickname.
Just because we can't be bothered to say another name.
No, just, like, the 3-syllable rule. Like, it sounds too formal, I feel like. So British people don't, like, especially in schools, I don't feel like this is going to happen in a workplace. Like, if you show up with, like, the name Benjamin, they're going to be like, do you have a nickname for that? William. Yeah. So many people are called Will, Bill. I don't feel like there's
I don't understand how Bill is a nickname for Will. Like,
I don't know.
Where did the B come from?
I don't. Well, yeah, where did it come from? Where did it go?
That's also like how Peggy is a nickname for Margaret. Like, where did you get the P? Where did you get the Y?
Peggy?
Peggy is a nickname for Margaret.
What?
Yeah. I don't know why.
I did not know that. No.
I am so glad you didn't know that before, because it's awful.
That's shocking.
Yeah, wait, hang on. There are a bunch of other names with really, really random nicknames.
But, like, so many British names have, like, 3 syllables, but then they get nicknames
shortened. Also, people often, like, give someone a nickname without asking. Like, they'll just assume, like, your name is Benjamin, they'll just call you Ben. Maybe you don't want to be called Benjamin, Ben, but they'll call you it anyway.
But yeah, British baby names, like, a lot of them have three syllables, but then they're just shortened by teachers and things, because it sounds too formal. So unless you're, like, wrong with the queen, and you're, like, Elizabeth.
But that's even Elizabeth. Like, some people will call her Queen Lizzie.
Tommy Innit calls her Queen Lizzie. No one else does.
True.
Although
there's also, yeah, like, Queen Bess. Like, Bess. There are so many different nicknames for Elizabeth. Like, there's Eliza, Lizzie, Liz,
Ella, Beth, Ella.
There's also a surprising amount of nicknames for Amelia, like Millie. That's what I didn't expect. I did know others, but I can't remember them now. And yet, there are names where they'll call them Peggy for no reason.
Oh my god, I can't believe that's true. I can't believe that's true. That sounds wrong. How is it the same name?
Well, let me check, because I'm pretty sure that's true. Peggy nickname for Margaret. Yeah, Peggy is short for Margaret. Wait, what? Wait. Margaret was short for, like, Meg or Meggie. Yeah. See, that makes a little more sense. And somehow Meggie turned into Peggy.
Alright,
language, and moving back to, it sucks.
Yeah, looping back around to literature, and the book I'm reading, Aristotle and Dante, I love both of those names. They're both great names.
They're really good names.
Yeah.
They're nice to, like, they're just nice to say. Aristotle.
Yeah, Aristotle. And then in the book he shortens it to Ari. Yeah.
That's a nice nickname for Aristotle.
Yeah.
That's a good excuse to be called Ari.
Yeah, that's a really... I love the name Ari, but I never name a kid Ari, but I would name a kid Aristotle and call them Ari.
Yeah, because Ari sounds like a nickname or a dumb name for anything, but then when you say, oh no, my full name is Aristotle, it instantly becomes better.
Yeah, I wouldn't... Not that I'm naming children on a daily basis, but I like the name.
we just go around renaming some of the reception kids. Sometimes it's fine.
But I just, there are names that I love.
Yeah.
And it's not like I'm pregnant or having children anytime soon, but I like looking at
baby
names.
But if you were to name a child.
If I were to name a child, there are some great names out there.
In said position. Yeah, there are some really nice names. There are some really nice Welsh names, I think. Or they might be Irish, I don't know. There are just some nice names.
Wales gets away with a lot of just, like, throw some letters together and maybe it's a name.
Wales gets away with a lot of throw some letters together and maybe it's a word.
Yeah.
have you seen The Longest Word in,
Yes.
Yeah, you have? It makes no sense.
Yeah.
No. Only the last bit is pronounced how it should be.
Go, go, go.
Go, go, go. It's like,
even then, it's G-O-C-H. So it really should be
go, go, go. Yeah, so it should be go, go, go. Go, go, go.
Or go, go, go.
Yeah, but instead of like, nah. There's also, like the word cutch in Welsh, which means hug. It's spelt with a W, which makes a little more sense. Huh? Yeah, the word cutch in Welsh. It's C-W-T-C-H, I think. There's a W somewhere. Cutch. Cutch meaning. Yeah, it means to hug. C-W-T-C-H. Yeah.
I guess that makes sense because the W turns into a double U. Like,
yeah,
to use.
So it makes a little more sense.
I'm just used to W being either, like, how we do the W sound or W. Where it's double V.
Yeah.
Languages like to do whatever they want with W. Like,
yeah.
Writing is weird. We've come back around to literature.
Language
writing
is really weird.
Language is weird. Writing is weird. Have a good day.